This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, in letter number 1771. This is dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Beis Menachem Ov, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvrocha. The Rebbe said, I received your letter from Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. It caused me a lot of pain to read that which you are writing about your daughter, may she live. According to my opinion, you should immediately find acquaintances of your daughters, and they should immediately start to influence on her that she should stop meeting with the non-Jew. And this is only part of the matter. The main thing is you yourself should connect yourself immediately with the matchmaker agency, relate to them the qualities of your daughter, and that they should find for her a fitting match. It's self-understood, something which also will find favor by her, that she will like. This is not something that you can force. Also, self-understood that your daughter should not know from this that you had requested the matchmaker agency. And they should not tell your daughter about you. And you don't have to be worried about the idea that a match through this agency, because a big part of the young people are finding their match through these agency. Don't relate it, and thus they tell the parents, oh, I have just happened to come up across. So they don't come to the person and say, oh, that this agency recommended. They pretend like it's just their idea. According to what you write in your letter, perhaps it's not proper or fitting that you should argue with your daughter about this. Since your relationship is a very strenuous one, so you can even cause more animosity. Although, on the other hand, she should not see that you're allowing this very easily to pass by. She should know very clearly your standing about this. But don't get into fights about it. The Rebbe says you should check the mezuzahs in your home, and in general, especially in the room that your daughter is in. And your wife should give every day, every time before she benches the licht, before she lights the candles on the Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, she should give tzedakah for Rav Meir Bal Hanes. And you should add, in addition to the portion of the Tehillim that you say every day, additional two chapters till the time that Hashem will bring a fitting match for your daughter in a good and auspicious time. Self-understood that all these needs to be done without a vow. In other words, the extra Tehillim, the charities, don't make it into a vow, because then if you violate it, then you're violating a vow. Rebbe says, I hope that you will be able to notify me a good news about this. Also, please write me the Jewish name of your daughter and the Jewish name of your wife, which is her mother, in order to mention her on the resting place, on the tzin of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and also of your son, may he live with blessing. I look forward for good news. So here the Rebbe is trying to encourage the father and giving him some ideas how to go about to try to stop his daughter. Now this looks like she was just seeing this guy, and the Rebbe was trying to, instead of telling her just no, to give her something else to substitute, you can't fight the, tell them no, they will do the opposite sometimes. In this case, the Rebbe said, give them an alternative and give them, and this is in general the Rebbe's idea, provide for the youth, give them something that they can connect to, so then they won't follow the other things. In this case, the Rebbe says, try to get her something that she, somebody she can go out who is Jewish, and then you will avoid the problem of having to fight with her not to see this guy, this non-Jew. And the Rebbe did this across the board in various different ways. And we see that today, the Rebbe's work today, that they have like the special, they have this C-teen, and they're putting in a lot of work to at least keep these teenagers focused on the point that they should marry Jewish to continue the Jewish life. That's something which is very important. Even if they're not doing a lot of other stuff, but at least for them to be involved in Yiddishkeit.